Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Renee, and to everyone on the Southern Kenai Peninsula.
On Wednesday, your education bill, which funds school budgets earlier and separately than the main budget, passed through the House. This is so schools know their budget and don't have to lay off teachers because they don't know if they'll be able to afford them next year. The House passed that aspect of the bill to fund education earlier and separately, but it rejected part of the bill that would use state savings to fund it. What's your reaction to this?
Well, I was pleased that we had 33 votes in favor of passing the bill. There were only three Republicans, Eastman, Tilton, and Representative Wilson, that voted against the bill. But we failed to get the CBR vote. Basically, the Republican minority voted against that. And unfortunately, that removed $1.2 billion, all of the money for the base student allocation. But it is, we passed it over to the Senate, and the Senate can now, reinstate the CBR funding or say that they would like to take the money from the budget, constitute the permanent fund, or they could go back and say, well, we'll pass it to the general fund, but then we'll have to decide later how we fund the general fund to get there. So we'll be looking forward to that bill getting quick consideration, hopefully in the Senate, and the funding source that then we can come back to the House and we'll agree on. So I'm glad early education funding is going forward, but we really need a fund source, and we don't have that with the rejection of the CBR funding for our priority of education by the Republican minority.
Can you go into more detail of why you wanted state savings to fund this?
Well, we wanted to have the governor to be able to sign a bill and for school districts around the state to know that there is funding coming from somewhere that has money. Basically, we have the Constitutional Budget Reserve, which has a couple of billion dollars in it, a little over that, and we can take 1.2 out of there and still have the required $1 billion to act as our checking account, or we could take it out of the higher earnings fund, which is the earnings reserve account of the permanent fund. But those are really the only two counts that have money that's not obligated for some other purpose in it. So we'll see what comes back from the Senate. I am really supportive, as all of the House majority is, of early funding education. I think we'll get there, but we just have another glitch here to get over.
And KBBI is reporting on the Kachemak Silo School. The school's in poor shape and has been for many years. State gave it $10 million for a new school, and the borough needs to raise $5 million more for the project. What do you see as their options for raising funds to build the school?
Well, there can be a bond issue that could do that. We're also working strongly trying to get a waiver on some of the portions, so instead of having to build a gym, which is a very expensive part, you could do something like the new recreational building there in Homer, by the middle school, do something like that so there'd be a covered area that could be done much more reasonably, trying to figure out what options we are. There's also a bill to extend the availability of funds for rural and those kind of projects so that they could be available longer.
And finally, Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Craig Stauer spoke on Wednesday for the annual State of the Judiciary address. What stood out to you about his speech?
Oh, I thought it was a very good speech, talking about how the judiciary had dealt with the budget challenges, making efficiencies and everything, but it is stressing the system, and so we really need to get a fiscal plan. We've proposed that, and we're still supporting that, as well as any other way to diversify our revenue sources so they can more closely meet our expenditures.